Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mitch, please.
All right, guys. An incident on Saturday night at the Cal-San Diego State game. The stunt cards that were used to write messages in big letters were being thrown onto the field by students at the game. So this led to multiple unsportsmanlike penalties being called on the Golden Bears, which made their head coach, Justin Wilcox, hop on the PA mic.
Cal fans, we love you. Stop throwing the cards on the field. That's 2 15-yard penalties. Please stop throwing the cards on the field.
Not mad enough.
Mitch, I want to
correct
you.
You don't live in Palo Alto?
It wasn't the PA mic. He took the lav mic from
the referee.
The ref.
Yeah.
It was still attached to the ref. He just grabbed it and went, Cal fans! And did his whole speech from there, holding 4 inches away from the refs.
He's not mad enough. 2 15-yard penalties. I mean, that should be. What was the score of the game at that point?
But you can't be. He can't sit there and scream. They won like 31-16. Okay. You can't scream at them, or they're just going to throw more.
It was San Diego State.
They were at home, right?
Yes.
At Berkeley. You know how Berkeley is. You know how
How is Berkeley there, Kenny?
Oh, they're very against the grain over there at Berkeley. We know people who went to Cal.
I'm surprised with their speech situation. There, he was even allowed to give a speech.
That was you, not me. Just want to point that out to every listener out there. Things aren't always what they seem. Or maybe the times are a-changing. I'm not sure. Maybe it's a new Lima.
Wow.
And maybe new Lima doesn't necessarily agree with the political opinions of old Lima.
Well, we have under 50 days. You have under 50 days to get my vote. You better work your asses off.
It's the way it should be. They should earn your vote. You shouldn't just go right down the ticket.
Beholden.
Should have to earn it for you, from you. All right, well done, Mitch. They won 3-0, getting ready to go over to where the hell are they playing? Oh, Miss! Are they going to Mississippi State? Where are they going?
Florida State.
Florida.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, jeez. Oh, God.
They scored 12 points against Memphis.
Somebody tweeted at Ross Dellinger. Can I say this?
Yeah.
Somebody tweeted at Ross Dellinger that if Cal wins this game, this is a very ONS joke. If Cal wins at Florida State, they need to call the stadium Woke Campbell Stadium. Do we have this Dave Lapham here?
Yeah, this is from the
friend of the show.
Pass interference at the end of the Chiefs Bengals that extended the Chiefs.
Where the
drive.
Chiefs got gifted a win. Just saying. They got gifted another win.
They don't get any gifts. They earn.
Mahomes catches a shotgun snap, drops back, bouncing at the 23, scrambling left, stays behind the line, throws downfield, broken up by Dejon Anthony. There's a penalty flag on the Bengals rookie.
Wow, he's going to call pass interference on that?
Rashee Rice was the intended receiver.
Wow.
At the 35-yard line of Cincinnati.
I wonder if there was a shot to the head there by Dejon Anthony.
The officials will discuss it.
And if that's the case, I mean, oh, my gosh.
Audio courtesy of the Bengals.
He was early.
Network.
It was a rookie. He was early. Total
sucks.
Bailout. No chance he was catching that football.
Sucks.
Jump ball, middle of the field, desperation heave. And the Chiefs get rewarded.
I know Dave hates me, but I love him. I love Dave Lapham. Can't stand me. I don't think he's a big fan of you either.
No?
No, I don't think he is. I don't think he likes you either.
What
do you want from me? If you're saying that the offense
was... Honestly, I don't want anything from you, really. So let's just... Guys, I appreciate it. It was great. It was great catching up. I can see why you has a good time up in Cleveland.
Okay, Dave, thank you guys.
Thank you very much.
Lima's laughing so good. Can we be friends together?
Sure.
We be friends together.
Now, Mitch, this is the charge. That first one was from when I was booking the show, and Dave immediately told me to lose his number. I did not lose his number. In fact, I gave it to AA, and when AA booked the show, we had Dave on again. He quickly realized this was the same show he did not like. So, Mitch, when we play the Bengals in, what, 4 weeks,
you're up.
3 weeks?
You're up, Mitch. 4 weeks. You're up. October 20th, the week of October 20th, baby. You are charged with the task. Hey, you can't do it too early, though. All right? I don't want him remembering.
Oh, no.
Just call it the morning show in Cleveland. See if he even notices. Okay? Don't say our names.
Say there's been a shakeup.
No, don't say there's been a shakeup.
Say the big man is out.
Don't say there's been a shakeup.
Just please.
No, I don't want to trudge horse
him. Shake up city.
No, no, no. I'm not going to trudge and horse him. It's up to him to remember it. It's up to Dave Lapham to remember it. See, this is what's great about winning. You just get to revel in other people's misery. I don't. Yeah, you could have been winning. Don't care. We got
just
the win.
Tell him,
don't care.
Tell him the big guy, decent. The previous host, said something politically incorrect. Incorrect. He got fired. We've got a new team
do
in
that?
Town.
Why would you do that?
Have
why
some
would
fun
you
with
even?
Him.
Why would you even do that? Jamar Chase clearly had a meltdown here. This is good stuff. Please.
To Chase. Good piece of tackling by McDuffie.
What a matchup right there. Chase is upset, but McDuffie, a great defense there.
And look at Burrow come over and wrap him up.
And a flag on Chase, who went back for a second round.
And a third and a fourth.
Audio courtesy of CBS Sports.
He wouldn't let it go.
They lost for some odd reason, though.
He's probably still talking about it. He was talking about it on the sideline for
20
minutes after the game.
Justin Tucker can't hit a good field goal anymore. They're 0-2. They want John Harbaugh's head on a platter. Mm-hmm. And for whatever reason, some way, somehow, the Steelers are 2-0. I wish I could. That part actually is a little bit frustrating. They always find a way.
Boy, 7 in heaven is going to be something else. And I had a weird
are
thought.
Are you
going
to put Pittsburgh there again?
I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do.
The worst was there were people like, you know, Ken, he's the right one. I go, are you a Steelers fan? Because there's no way he's right. No.
I also have a very, very...
I know Ball. Me and the other Ball knowers know that you weren't right.
I've heard it doesn't lie.
That's your friend from Collinwood. He wanted to go after you today.
Mike knows Ball, but Mike knows in the end you're not right about going to the with the Pittsburgh Steelers going to the playoffs. Mike knows that.
I have a complicated thought on watching that Bengals game yesterday against Patrick Mahomes.
Is that tomorrow? All right, write that down, Mitch. Don't forget it.